August 26th through September 1st. 1 Corinthians chapters 8 through 13. Ye are the body of Christ. As you read 1 Corinthians chapters 8 through 13, listen for promptings from the Spirit about how to teach the principles in these chapters. Remember that any of the activity ideas can be adapted for both older and younger children. Invite sharing. Invite the children to share something they did during sacrament meeting today to think about Jesus.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Heavenly Father will help me make righteous choices. It's not always easy to choose the right, but Heavenly Father will help us make righteous choices. Possible activities. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 to the children, inviting them to turn away from you when they hear the words tempted or temptation. Create small stop signs for the children. Tell some brief stories of people who are about to make a wrong choice. As the children listen, invite them to hold up their signs when the person in the story makes a wrong choice. What would be the right choice? Testify that Heavenly Father will help them choose the right. Show a picture of Jesus and sing with the children a song about Jesus Christ, such as I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus in Children's Songbook pages 78 and 79. How does remembering Jesus help us make good choices? Show pictures of other things that help us make good choices, such as parents or scriptures. Ask the children what helps them make good choices. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 and 7 through 11. Heavenly Father has blessed me with spiritual gifts. Heavenly Father has given all His children spiritual gifts. What spiritual gifts do you see in the children you teach? Possible activities. Read together 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11, and identify the spiritual gifts Paul named. Help the children think of actions that could go with these gifts of the Spirit, and use the actions to help the children remember the gifts. Ask the children to draw a picture of a favorite gift they have received. Explain that Heavenly Father gives us spiritual gifts to strengthen our faith and help us bless others. Write a note for each child, describing a spiritual gift you have seen in him or her, or you could invite parents to write these notes. Wrap the notes like gifts. Allow the children to open their gifts and help them read about their spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. I can love others. The scriptures teach that charity is the pure love of Christ. See Moroni chapter 7, verse 47. How can you help the children develop and express Christ-like love? Possible activities. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, and Moroni chapter 7, verse 47, and help the children repeat the phrase, charity is the pure love of Christ. Show pictures of Jesus being loving and kind, and ask the children how He showed love to others. See Gospel Art Book for ideas. Choose a child to stand in the front of the room. Ask the child how he or she would serve another person in the class. Explain that this is one way we can show charity to others. Invite other children to take turns showing charity. Sing a song about loving others, such as Jesus said, love everyone, or love one another, in Children's Songbook pages 61 and 136 with the children. Show pictures of different people, such as a parent, teacher, or friend, and ask the children to share how they could serve that person. Invite the children to think of someone they could serve and write a note or draw a picture to give that person. If they need other ideas, show the video, Pass It on LDS.org. Teach the doctrine, older children. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Heavenly Father will help me resist temptation. The promises in this verse can give children confidence that Heavenly Father will help them when they are tempted. Possible activities. Invite the children to read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, in pairs, and summarize the verse in their own words. Ask the children to share an experience in which Heavenly Father helps them avoid or resist temptation. What can we do to rely on Heavenly Father when we are tempted? Write on slips of paper temptations children may face today. Invite the children to each choose a paper and share what Heavenly Father has given to help us avoid or resist these temptations. For some ideas, read together Alma chapter 13, verses 28 and 29. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 29. During the sacrament, I can think about how I am following the Savior. The sacrament has additional significance for children who have been baptized. Help them see this sacred ordinance as an opportunity to examine themselves and renew their commitment to the Savior. See 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28. Possible activities. Ask a child to read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28. What does it mean to examine ourselves before taking the sacrament? Ask the children to think of other people who examine things, like doctors, detectives, or scientists. For example, doctors examine our bodies for wounds or diseases that need to be healed. What does their work teach us about how we should examine ourselves when we partake of the sacrament? Ask the children to make a list of things they can think about when they partake of the sacrament. Invite them to use their lists as a reminder to examine themselves during the sacrament. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4, 7 through 12, and 31. Chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. I have spiritual gifts. Paul taught that gifts of the Spirit are given to every man. See 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. This principle can help the children build their sense of self-worth, especially as they use their gifts to bless others. Possible activities. Ask the children to write on the board the spiritual gifts they find in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11, and chapter 13, verse 2. Invite them to find any additional gifts mentioned in Moroni chapter 10, verses 8 through 18, and Doctrine and Covenants section 46, verses 13 through 26. Share with them some additional spiritual gifts mentioned by Elder Marvin J. Ashton. Quote, the gift of asking, the gift of listening, the gift of avoiding contention, the gift of seeking that which is righteous, the gift of not passing judgment, the gift of looking to God for guidance, the gift of caring for others, the gift of offering prayer, the gift of bearing a mighty testimony. End quote. From There Are Many Gifts, Ensign, November 1987. Invite the children to talk about the spiritual gifts they see in each other. Before class, ask the parents about the gifts they see in their children, or think about their gifts yourself. Tell the children about these gifts and ask them to guess which child has that gift. Invite the children to write down one way they will use their gift to bless someone this week. Share different situations in which people could use a spiritual gift from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. Invite the children to identify the spiritual gifts that could be used in each situation.
Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to share their spiritual gifts with their families and ask their family members what their gifts are. Improving our teaching. Extend invitations that respect agency. As you invite children to act on what they are learning, think of ways to honor their agency. Rather than extending specific invitations, consider inviting them to think of their own ways to apply what they have learned.